This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. Happy Halloween. A spooky time for Joe Biden as he holds a cringe Halloween celebration at the White House. Kamala Harris cackles her way through AI speech. Hunter Biden took $250,000 loan from a Chinese business pal. Why would you take a loan from China in the lead up to the 2020 election? It's a bribe. And 82,000 pages of Joe Biden's pseudonym emails are about to be released. Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. House Oversight Chair James Comer joins the show. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show. Thank you very much for watching. We hope that you are watching if you are on a cellular device on our favorite network, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile keeps us connected and going, and we have a lot more Halloween content for today. So stay tuned with us and stay connected with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless company. Go to patriotmobile.com/Benny or call 972-PATRIOT to get free activation today when you use the offer code Benny. PatriotMobile.com/Benny to stay connected, and you will be laughing the rest of the day if you stay connected to our program. We have a lot of we have a lot of special features coming up. We like that. This is good time to not be so serious, because there are serious problems with this country. There are serious issues in this nation that are facing this nation. For instance, yesterday news broke that Hunter Biden took $250,000 loan from a Chinese business in the lead up to the 2020 election. Well, why exactly would you do that? Well, I mean, you would do that to get paid off. This is a bribe. This is getting bribed. They're just bribing Joe Biden's family. And as we've covered here time and time again, you can bribe a family member and still be guilty of bribery. Family members apply to you. If you're the politicians and someone's bribing your family and that's affecting your policy, that's guilty. John Solomon has the story.
I think we're going to learn a lot in the next few days about just how much Kevin Morris has provided Hunter Biden in financial assistance since the 2020 election. Keep in mind, both of this loan that occurred in 19 is after Joe Biden is already announced for president. So people know he could be the next president of the United States. There's a loan that comes in for China. Then Kevin Morris assumes that loan. That's not the only financial assistance that Kevin Morris gave. We've been able to track millions of dollars, specific transactions that Kevin Morris paid on behalf of Hunter Biden. It's in the millions of dollars. We'll be able to divulge more of that in the next couple of days.
So this just looks like one of the largest foreign influence operations and money laundering operations ever in American politics. Byron Donalds has been very much on the cutting edge of these investigations and had this to say yesterday.
We also now see a check paying Joe Biden directly from his brother, James Biden. Most people are focused on Hunter Biden, and they should. But James Biden has been involved in the Biden family scheme this entire time. So the check that was actually released last week demonstrates the flow of $200,000 from James Biden to Joe Biden, referencing a loan repayment. Well, one of the key ways that laundering money actually occurs or evading taxes occurs is when you treat them as loan repayments and not just as payments. So the key questions now are, where are the loan documents from Joe Biden to his brother Jim to demonstrate a need for a $200,000 repayment? Our investigation is going to continue. We're going to get to the bottom of this and hold this administration accountable.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, somebody who scares the daylights out of the Biden White House, the great chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer. Chairman Comer, we apologize for the outfit today. We got our masks here, obviously. We got our Bud Light. We're doing the best that we can to scare the living daylights out of our audience here. But I have a feeling that you have some scarier things to tell, at least the Biden White House, who are running scared from your investigation, especially after you dropped the $200,000 check And then also these loans yesterday, you're a man of the banking industry. What does this say to you that China gave loans to Hunter Biden? Why do you need loans from China? Couldn't you go to an American bank? I don't understand. Maybe you could explain for our audience.
Yeah, you know, anyone that travels a lot knows there's a bank on every corner in every town in America. Banks are a dime a dozen. So if you need to borrow money, there are plenty of banks that will be more than happy to borrow money. You shouldn't be borrowing money from China to begin with, especially if you're a politically exposed person. And a politically exposed person, as defined by a bank, is someone who either themselves or their immediate family members are a high-ranking political person. So the banks flagged, among other things, that the Bidens were receiving this money from China. The fact, number one, that they were a politically exposed person, and number two, the fact that the money from China was from a state-owned entity. That means it's from a Chinese Communist Party-backed entity. So as Byron Donald said earlier, and he's on the committee, he's one of the main financial guys on the Oversight Committee, this is a sign of money laundering. And what's changed since the last time I was on your show, Benny, is the fact that I now have James Biden's personal and business bank records. And we had to build a case to be able to get these. No one thought that we would get any bank records, much less the President of the United States' brother's bank records. And we have them all. And let me assure you, James Biden was in just as many of the shenanigans that Hunter Biden was in. This is a family business. This is a family criminal enterprise that was very organized.
So the $200,000 check from James Biden for a personal loan, the same day that he got paid out by the failing medical company here in Florida. And I'd love to ask you about looking into that in Florida. It seems like that would have jurisdiction. There would be a jurisdiction in Florida, right? Wouldn't there be a DA that could say, hey, we'd like to investigate this. This seems corrupt and criminal. But nonetheless, why would James Biden be giving Joe Biden a loan? Is there any evidence of to back that up as legitimate?
No, and the evidence that the media says, you know, the media attacked me when I found the $200,000 check. Newsweek wrote a terrible story about me finding a $200,000 check to Joe Biden. And just a few weeks earlier, they had said his investigation is only going to be successful if he finds money directly to Joe. Well, boom, here we found it. They're like, well, you know, he's all over the board. You know, this was a loan. They're saying, we saw the evidence, it was a loan. The evidence they're going by is in the memo line of the check. It says loan repayment. So that's good enough for Newsweek. That's good enough for the Democrats on the Oversight Committee. But, you know, that's not good enough for anyone that has any type of financial literacy. I mean, this is, you know, regardless of whether the Bidens come up with some kind of document that says it was a loan, I don't believe it was a loan, but I believe that they can manufacture some kind of document that says it is. The bottom line is this: the money that Jim Biden paid Joe Biden with was money that he influenced peddled from that healthcare company in Florida. Mm-hmm. And he influenced peddled them saying that Joe Biden could help them get money from Saudi, from the Middle East. And that's influence peddling. That's invoking Joe's name. Guess what? Joe Biden met those people with Jim Biden in Florida. So this is another person that wired the Biden's money that Joe Biden actually met. Remember, at the beginning of this investigation, he had never met any of these people. So the $200,000 came from an influence peddling team. Whether it was a loan or whether it was a kickback, Joe Biden's $200,000 better off because of his family's influence peddling scheme. And that shows Joe Biden benefited from his family's influence peddling scheme right there. And I'm going to make a prediction, Benny. In the next few days, you're going to find more. We're going to find more checks to Joe Biden, because over the weekend, we got about 3,000 more pages of bank documents in. And everybody's like, well, I thought you got the Biden bank records. You don't realize how many different checking accounts and how many different shell companies there are. So we're going through all this. And we should be able very soon to do what a lot of conservatives have been wanting done for a long time. We should be ready to bring in the president's son and his brother to ask him specific questions about specific purchases and specific wires.
I did want to ask you about those subpoenas, because Speaker Johnson has been out saying he will allow it. We played this clip of you multiple times on the program. We're like, get Chairman Comer back to work, please. Like, let's get back to work, please. Are you going full speed ahead now? Is everything clean? And are the sites ready on your committee? And we will be expecting your committee to get back into hearings and the impeachment inquiry back into hearings. We can just expect that train to get back on the tracks.
Absolutely. And, you know, we never got derailed a whole lot behind the scenes before the speaker dilemma. We had subpoenaed after that impeachment inquiry hearing. I had subpoenaed the president's son and the president's brother's bank records. So we got those in. And it's given us time to go through them. And it's not just, okay, here's a wire for $200,000. It's about tracing it. Where did that come from? And remember, they're money laundering, which means they transfer money from account to account to account. And then in the end, it's a loan. And the reason it's a loan is to evade taxes. So when President Biden says we need to double the size of the IRS to go after tax cheats, he needs to look no further than the Christmas dinner table where all of his family will sit. These are the biggest tax cheats in America. And we have the evidence to prove that.
Wow. So I did want to just pin down, you believe that you will be able to issue a subpoena for Hunter Biden soon?
I could have issued a subpoena weeks ago, but we didn't have the bank records. Now we have the bank records. Now you want to bring him in. I mean, I think what the Biden legal team strategy was, they watch, you know, conservative media and they're like, oh, he needs to subpoena Hunter Biden on day one. He's under pressure to subpoena Hunter Biden. No one knew when we started this investigation, there were 20 shell companies. No one knew that now 10 Bidens have received money from the influence peddling scheme. No one knew that these shell companies had dozens and dozens of bank accounts in each shell company. No one knew that about that $200,000 wire that from the healthcare company to Jim Biden that went to Joe Biden. No. So when we now know that Joe Biden benefited, and that's because we continue to receive bank documents. We have subpoenaed, I think we've issued 10 subpoenas pertaining to bank documents and pertaining to the Biden investigation. And you think, okay, we want to subpoena Jim Biden's bank accounts. Well, lo and behold, he's got, you know, bunch of bank accounts, Hunter Biden, dozens and dozens of bank accounts for each shell company. And it's taken a long time to get this information in, but we have it in. We're able to trace the money now. Now we can bring the Bidens in and ask them specific questions, not just hearsay, because you know the Democrats could do that with Trump and not have any evidence to back it up, but we're treated differently. Now we have evidence. We have built a case. You know, no one's disputing the fact that the Bidens were influence peddling now. What the Democrats and the media are trying to say was, well, they were influence peddling, but Joe didn't know anything about it and Joe didn't benefit from it. We can prove otherwise. We know that Joe met every one of these people, including the healthcare deal in Florida that they swindled out of $600,000. He's met every single one of these people with either his son or his brother. And we can trace the money. And one thing Jim Jordan's doing in the Judiciary Committee, they're bringing in people for depositions like they brought in Scott Brady. And we know that the federal government, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the IRS, they all knew this was going on. And as they were getting closer to Joe, then someone hit the brakes. Someone in the deep state hit the brakes and said, no, you got to drop it. We can't touch that. It's an election year. You can't go after the sitting vice president, or you can't go after the Democrat nominee for the presidency. So we know not only there were crimes, we know there are cover-ups. We have mountains of evidence, and now we're ready to bring them in. We're in the downhill phase of this investigation now because we have so many documents and we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. And we can ask these questions with evidence. This is a check you signed.
Why did you
issue this check?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, we've cataloged. Our favorite is Dan Goldman on this show because we love cataloging the change in language, the prosecutorial change in language, right? It used to be there was no money. Then it was the money was only going to Hunter Biden, right? And then it was there was no money to Joe. There's no direct evidence. That was the one that they trotted out after Devin Archer. No direct evidence. And now you have direct evidence. Where do they go from here in defense of Joe Biden?
Well, there's more direct evidence. We're just trying to track the money. And it's very difficult to trace. Even the IRS whistleblowers said that in testimony. They said that in the deposition, and they, you can see that in their notes. When you have a wire and you transfer it between six accounts in six different banks, that's difficult to trace. You have to have six different bank accounts to know exactly where that money was traced. And what I always felt like in the end, that if Joe got any money, it was going to come from the personal accounts from those nine different Biden family members. And that's why we've had to build up the case to get the personal bank records. And we have them. And what you're going to see, another theme, and John Solomon mentioned it on his clip earlier that you showed when he was on Hannity, loans. You know, what it looks like happened was the Bidens were using the shell companies to get all their money up until about the middle of 2018 when the IRS came in on them. And they knew the IRS was coming in on them because they were tipped off and all of this other stuff. So then they started transitioning away from the shell companies and started bringing money in directly in the form of loans. And loans, as Byron Donald said on your show or on Newsmax, whatever it was that you showed the clip, loans are a way to launder money. You know, people said, oh, you need to get their tax returns. I never said I wanted the tax returns. I want the bank statements because there's nowhere on a tax return that asked about loans. Nowhere. Mm. You can look up a tax return. I've got mine in my desk drawer here. There's nowhere in there about loans. And I have loans because I own a lot of real estate. The loans will show up in the bank statements. And the loans are how over about a year and a half period that Jim Biden and Hunter Biden were laundering money. Once the shell companies were figured out by the IRS, they shifted to loans. And you're going to start seeing a lot of loans going into the Bidens. And ironically, that's what they said. The last two wires we've identified, 3 weeks ago, we had the $250,000 wire from China to Hunter Biden that was addressed to Joe Biden's house. They said that was a loan to Hunter Biden. Now we know Kevin Morris assumed that loan. Then the $200,000 check from Jim Biden to Joe Biden, they said that was a loan repayment. Okay. You're going to hear the word loan a lot over the next few weeks.
Mr. Chairman, we have a final question for you here, and we're very, very excited. We are buckled up for the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We've been ready. We've been screaming into this mic, like Chairman Comer back to work. Get Jim Jordan back to work. We have a question here from our audience, from our Benny Brigade. Sir, are you going to be able to bring in Hunter, Jim, Joe, Ashley, Biden, and answer questions for these local before these local elections are fulfilled? Or are we going to have the same old song and dance from DC in the House from Lynette Shear of our Benny Brigade? I think effectively saying, at what point will the Bidens be subpoenaed? You're saying we're there.
We're there. We're there. And look, this is a different investigation. You look at all these investigations from Congress in the past. I hate to be critical, but you know, it's obvious nothing came of them because they were under pressure to perform, to do the subpoenas, to bring them in, to have that great committee hearing where, you know, everybody yells and screams and you get on, all the evening network, but nothing happens. From day one, my goal has been to follow the money and to build a case of criminal wrongdoing. We've built that case of criminal wrongdoing with Hunter Biden. We're building it as we speak with Jim Biden. And the question was, and we didn't know the answer to this when we launched the investigation, was Joe Biden directly involved? And I can tell you now without hesitation, yes, he was directly involved. He has received money. We've already proven that. We're going to prove some more. And he met with all of these people. And many of these deals were set up, most of these deals, and much of this money transferred while he was vice president. So, you know, you've got a situation where this whole investigation's been treated differently. We're using multiple committees. Jim Jordan, who's on my oversight committee, but he's also on judiciary. He and Ways and Means, they're leading the investigation on the cover up. So what we found through this investigation, not only were there crimes committed, but there's a cover up at the highest levels of the government. So I think people are going to see a pretty impressive work product at the end of this. And we're trying to wrap it up as soon as possible. Yes, the speaker's elections, both of them. Remember, the first one set us back 3 weeks in January. This last one set us back 3 weeks. But no one thought knowing the New York Times followed me around for 2 days when I became chairman, and they, the reporter mocked me that we would never get any bank records. We have them all now. We have them all. Well, I think to answer the question, we're going to bring them all in. Joe Biden's going to be a little harder to bring in. Obviously, if the Senate will take this up, then he'll have an opportunity to talk to the Senate. But I think that you're going to see the Bidens get invited to come talk to us very soon.
Wow. Well, we are very much looking forward to that. And it couldn't be a spookier thing to hear if you were working with Joe Biden in the White House. Do you have a Halloween outfit? What does the Comer family do for Halloween, sir?
Well, my kids are all teenagers now, so they're not into the Halloween things like they used to be.
Okay. All right. We wore the scariest outfits we could find, and we booked the scariest guest that we could find for oversight. Godspeed, yeah. Sir. Thank you, and we are praying for you.
Thank you. Appreciate what you do.
What a wild show. What an amazing show. What a world to live in, where we actually have fighters, where we have true fighters, true people that are willing to put their shoulder to the wheel, able to actually use their congressional muscle to find things out, to investigate, to look into crimes, to ask questions, and to hold accountable those in power. The way it works in our government is you have Article 1, which is the legislature, which is James Comer. That's above Article 2, which is the executive. James Comer should be holding Joe Biden accountable. James Comer should have arguably more power than Joe Biden. That's the way it was designed. And we're designed to be a monarchy, a fiefdom. We're designed to be serfs. What Joe Biden just issues an executive order and we all have to abide and live by it, or he's not able to be held into account. This is the order of things, and James Comer is reestablishing that order along with Mike Johnson, along with Speaker Johnson now, Jim Jordan, and some of the other incredible fighters that we have in Congress. We ask you to support them, pray for them. Their work is unbelievably important. I'm very, very excited for what is to come. Very, very excited for where we are headed here. Some crazy news that broke yesterday is that the National Archives has 82,000 pages of emails where Joe Biden used a pseudonym. Court filings reveal VP used staggering numbers of fake names to communicate in private. Well, why the hell would you do that? Why would you need 82,000 pages of emails where Joe Biden is using a fake name? Why would you use a fake name? Why would you use a fake bank account? Why would you use multiple LLCs and shell companies to transfer all your money? Why does it take James Comer 12 months to get all these wires, to get all these bank records? The guy has a background in banking. He knows what he's doing. They set this up as a criminal enterprise. True enlightenment comes from understanding what? That your government is a criminal enterprise and that the people who are in charge are simply Muppets speaking on behalf of those criminals. And Joe Biden is no different, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday, we saw this bombshell story and there is no other explanation. 82,000 emails where Joe Biden's using a pseudonym? John Solomon explains.
All we know so far is the total number. The archives have not delivered a single email to us yet, so we still have a long fight ahead of us. But just to put it in perspective, 82,000 pages is 27,000 more pages than Hillary Clinton ended up turning over when they recovered all of her emails during the 2016 scandal. So Joe Biden is in danger of supplanting Hillary Clinton as the king of private government emails. And so we're going to be digging in. We expect a lot of these emails to involve Hunter Biden. We've seen a few on the laptop. We've talked to other people who know they corresponded with the Vice President Joe Biden back in the Obama years on these email addresses. A lot of news ahead in the weeks. And I think one of the things to watch is whether Congress goes out and subpoenas these emails and compels the National Archives to release these emails.
Okay. So Joe Biden just needs to have 82,000 emails where he's not going by the name Joe Biden. He's all these creepy, hilarious little pseudonyms. Robin Ware. And then he names his corrupt shell companies are named like after his pseudonyms. It's like a really poorly written like spy novel. Like the dumbest pod, the Jacques Clouseau's of money laundering, Joe Biden. And it is getting really embarrassing at the White House as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris yesterday had to try and explain AI to an audience. This is utterly hysterical. And if we want to send you off with something that'll make you laugh and not cry today, dear God, here you go. Here's your spook moment. Here's Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris cackling at this AI event at the White House yesterday. Does Kamala Harris look like a person who can explain AI to anyone? Does Joe Biden look like a person who's prepared for the AI millennia? Like, did Joe Biden look like a person who could, like, type on a typewriter? No. But here's how you start the show at the White House.
And there are many ways to define the leadership of our president, Joe Biden. As even a quick review of his most recent... As even a quick review of his most recent victories makes clear.
Oh my God, remember that lady is going to be president. That's what she says. She says, I'm ready. Let's go. Larry Elder on our show yesterday being like, they're going to do a switcheroo and it's going to be Kamala. Gavin Newsom saying it's going to be Kamala. Here's your nuclear cringe for the day. Kamala Harris talking about AI. She's so smart. Watch.
All to help make sure that the benefits of AI are shared equitably and to address predictable threats, such as algorithmic discrimination, data privacy violations, and deepfakes. We named it the Blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights.
So their biggest concern here with nuclear-tipped armed Russia, China, the entire world effectively turning against us, all the oil-producing companies, countries turning against us, like nations literally collapsing, the war in Ukraine utterly lost, America's totally and completely broke. We have no money. Everything is being borrowed. The Treasury said they're going to borrow $1 trillion every single quarter, adding to our national debt. The American dollar in total and complete collapse, the border in collapse. Kamala Harris is talking about equitable algorithms, algorithmic discrimination. So effectively baking in the DEI racism and ESG racism into the AI algorithms. That's what they're looking at. They're looking at capturing the algorithms and making sure that no one can be misgendered. Or that there's an equal number of Black Latinx, wheelchair-bound lesbians that can use AI? Can you explain that? Like, just explain for me, will you? Like, what AI is? Please, Joe, go give it a shot. Joe Biden, explain AI to me. Go.
And AI is helping the National Weather Service predict weather events, helping the web telescope manage 500,000 miles of galaxies away, billions of light years away. I found it when I turned on my phone and saw that. I thought, my God, what is this? Science fiction. I'm serious. Didn't you have the same thought when you saw it?
The telescope. Come on, man. AI. Well, that was the name of AI was the name of Corn Pop's sidekick. They called him Al. Big Al. Big fat Al. That was Corn Pop's sidekick. Remember I fought Corn Pop? It's so stupid. And it final thing. Joe Biden, the first time he heard his voice on AI, deepfaked. First off, AI probably would be way smarter if Joe Biden just never spoke again and just let AI do all the speaking for him. Here's Joe Biden saying he heard his own voice and it wasn't actually him. Wow. Watch.
With AI, fraudsters can take 3 seconds, and you all know this, 3 second recording of your voice. I've watched one of me on a couple of them. I said, when the hell did I say that? But all kidding aside, 3 seconds recording your voice and generate an impersonation good enough to fool, I was going to say your family, fool you.
Got it. Okay, yeah, totally. Got it. Yeah, sure. How many Bidens are there? Is one actually run by AI? Who knows? What's wrong with his chin? What's going on with his chin? His chin was back yesterday, Royce. His chin, the squirrel nut's chin was back yesterday. Why? What's happening with this guy? Is Joe Biden run by AI? We don't know. We're not sure. There it is. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things doesn't belong. Let me tell you what. When you go trick-or-treating tonight, if you have little kids, I have little kids, you go trick-or-treating, they hold out their little basket. You get one of these bad boys in your basket, little coin, little gold coin. You say, ah, give me that, kids. That's not for eating. They're little chocolate-covered gold coins. Maybe you'll get some of those. This is real, actual, solid gold. This is a solid gold coin sent to me by my friends at Allegiance Gold. The holiday seasons are coming up, baby. Holiday season. Ching-a-ling-a-ling. It is Thanksgiving and Christmas time after today. My wife already has all the Christmas decorations ready to go. I'm like, hold, 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 go! The Christmas lights are already up at our house. Outside. Did they happen 2 days ago. We're those people, okay? So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Gold, okay? Little gold coin, little gold chocolate coins, what your kids might get tonight. But you should consider gold, potentially, as a gift to your significant other, your family, or yourself this holiday season. Go with my friends at Allegiance Gold. They have best ratings in the business, and they can help you protect your investments and protect your fiat currency, which is utterly worthless and becomes worthless every single day. ProtectWithBenny.com today or call 844-66-BENNY to get up to $5,000 in free silver with a qualifying purchase. Don't wait. Protect your future today. It's Christmas season. ProtectWithBenny.com or call 844-66-BENNY. If your kids get one of these, grab it. Grab it. Quick. Put it in your closet. Put it in your safe. They actually get a real gold coin. That'd be awesome. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that one year. Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, you are solid gold. We thank you for being part of the Benny Brigade. We asked the Brigader question to James Comer. You can join us at BennyJohnson.com/Brigade. You can go there and join the fastest growing members only exclusive community online for less than a $5 foot long a month. You can support us and keep us independent so that we can keep doing the work that we do here. Today was a very goofy, fun show. We want to make sure that we keep light in heart and light on our feet, and that we can usher in, ladies and gentlemen, the Great Awakening. Because we're winning. We're actually winning. So please join the Benny Brigade today. Of course, when you join the Benny Brigade and sign up for an annual subscription, you get the greatest keychain in America. Maybe we'll put some of these out on our front porch. The greatest keychain in America, the Brigade keychain, plus the Salty Army on the back. Come on, baby. Providing jobs for veterans and providing jobs for great American craftsmen, leathersmiths. That's what we're about here. The great American Renaissance, the great American Revival, and the great American Awakening. Ladies and gentlemen, join the Benny Brigade today and be awakened with our Bible verse of the day. Let us banish all these evil spirits from the studio with the verse of the day from the good book. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. Make sure that you are always founded and set firm, especially on like days like today where there really is like spiritual energy around, okay? And we don't really celebrate Halloween in our household that much. I mean, our kids will dress up as cute little animals, right, and go get some candy for an hour this afternoon. But like, careful about like dark spiritual energy. Like, don't mess with that stuff. Ouija boards, witch stuff, Salem witch stuff, like spirits are real, man. Spirits are real. Dark forces are real in this earth and on this planet, and the spiritual realm. Don't mess with it, right? Make sure that you have God's truth in your heart, in your mouth, written on your heart, and proclaim your faith, and make sure that you can fight off those evil spirits, and fight them off we shall. We will win on this program. We will march forward. And we say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching. I'll leave you with this. There are many people who are sitting there today like this. You're not one of them. And that's something to be thankful for, because this is really scary. This is what you should really fear, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make sure these people have no power. We shall win, and we shall have the victory. It's your boy, Benny. Thanks for watching.